Would you mind giving our visitors a sample of some of your calling? Let's hear some of your favorites and tell us, what each one of those is.
And turkey calls, locator calls, or what?
Let's just start with locator calls.
All right.
And if you wouldn't mind, just tell me which model call you're using, or which one you prefer, anyways, for those calls.
I'll tell you what, that is I can't tell you exactly the model number. I can on some of these. The model I have called, I believe, is 108.
Oh, I don't need the model numbers. Just if you're using your dual thread or your switchblade, just the name. That's fine.
Yeah. All right. I give this owl call first. And it mimics the barred owl, which is the owl that's most vocal in springtime. And there's, as we might have indicated once before, it has to do with shocking the gobbler out of the gobbler. And there's two or three ways of doing it. You start out real low on a call, and you cup your hands over the end of it and go. And you put the little trill at the end of it. If he doesn't answer that, you put the laugh at it. You don't have to be good, even though that sounds like an owl call. You don't have to be that good on it by any means. But you do have to get in the right rhythm and try to sound as much like the species as you can that's out there. And then every now and then you put a real light, you can make a squall. And that right there shocks it out of it a lot of times. Of course, later on in the day, we go into our favorite crow call, and it'll have a basic sound like a crow, and then we play a trill in it that has a raspy growling sound. What you want to do with a crow call, you want to make sure you blow it. I mean, guttural it. Blow it. Don't, a lot of people pick it up and go, that's not going to make a turkey gobble. What you got to do is get more aggressive with it. Put more air in it, like. And when you do that, a lot of times you'll answer it. And probably a crow call is one of my favorite calls to just pack all day, because he'll answer that a lot of times. I'll tell you a good way to use a crow call is when you hear a turkey gobble, instead of picking your turkey call up and calling to him, making him come to you, or you ready, use that crow call to make him gobble. And I've done call sign, and that's right. And you can get right in there and set up, and then he'll call it. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what we do lots of times.
What to, does that give you an idea? Does that give you an idea of like how close they are and whether they're coming or not?
That's exactly what it does. Exactly right. My favorite call for calling a turkey up for my part, this is David again, is use a little push and pull. And like early in the morning, he's got a call here that he'll go real soft with. This David's as good on this call as anybody I've heard. He uses it religiously. So he'll go like a little soft yip. That's early in the morning. Then as the day progresses on, a lot of times I'll listen at him. He'll get a little louder. You hear him make that call, that little double tone. And a lot of times I'm sitting away from him about 50 yards, and I'll tell him after we get through home, I said, now that sounded like a turkey. And it does. That's a very easy call to blow, use too. If anybody we see, people that sort of call tone deaf, pick that up and just absolutely kill lots of turkeys. Call them up to them. A lot of times we'll locate these calls up in the day with our favorite locating turkey call. This is a solid season, and we got a solid fever, and we got the dual threat. You know, one is put the slate on one side and the glass on the other.
Oh, I know. I just got that call, and I absolutely love it.
The dual threat?
The dual threat, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call. Then they got a new striker that it's got that Finland in it. It's called Ecotech. And that thing sounds good, too. And I've got a call last year that I used this morning that I use a lot. It's called a Scarlet Fever. And it's a crystal call. And this call, you can make a little soft sound or get loud with it. Like you start off a little soft sound. Then you put a little rasp in it. A little rasper. You can make some cutting sounds. All those sounds are good locating sounds. And then you can use it, you can get softer for finishing calls too, just like a little push and pull. Most calls you can get plenty loud, but you got to have a call that can get extremely soft. Make that turkey think you're further away than what you really are.
Now, the new push button call, I also got one of those. And that, what is the name of that one? Is it Last Call?
Last Call.
Last Call. That thing, my sons and I were practicing because our season opens up this weekend. We were practicing with that thing, and that is the best push call I think I've ever heard. I don't know how you guys developed that
one.
But
it is a good one. But I'm going to tell you, you wait the next year, and I'm not saying wait. We've got one even better.
Really?
And I want you to have one of those. We always know that we got to be able to adjust the call to make it loud up in the day when the acoustics is not just soft. And early in the morning, you got to be able to get it extremely low. And we've got a call to do that now. And we've tested it this spring, and it is absolutely great.